Today on Changing Course, we're talking with Grant Rigney, a Haslam Scholar and UT's 8th Rhodes Scholar. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
This is not like a lottery thing where you buy a lottery ticket and you get a Rhodes Scholar. It's probably a little more difficult than that to get. How did this happen?
Well, it starts at the university level. I went and talked to Andrew Seidler, the director of UT's Office of National Scholarships and Fellowships, and told him I was interested in applying. And so he told me to write a personal statement. And so I wrote a personal statement and then revised it about 20 times after that, and finally was happy with the final product and submitted my personal statement and CV to UT's committee, and then interviewed with the committee here at UT. And fortunately, I was lucky enough to be nominated and supported by UT. So then I submitted my application materials to the Rhodes Trust with being nominated from UT. And then the Rhodes Trust had reviewers that read my application, which I believe is separated by district. They have 16 districts. We're District 12. And fortunately, I was invited to interview in Chicago, which was the finalist round of interviews, and went up to Chicago about 2.5 weeks ago, interviewed there, and then was awarded the scholarship.
Let's go back to the first step, the personal statement that you rewrote 20 times. Did you ever feel, I'll never get this exactly right?
Yes. There's really no piece of writing that's ever finished. You just eventually have to stop revising it, which is probably true for every piece of writing ever written. And that's certainly the way I felt about my personal statement. I got to a point where I thought the changes I were making were not necessarily making it worse, but were not also we're not making it better. So I just got to a point where I had said what I wanted to say and thought I had communicated what I had intended to, and decided to send it in as it was.
Well, you're also a musician. We were talking about earlier, and it's kind of the same process there, like making a record or whatever. At some point you just go, I could fiddle with this all day.
Yes. Yeah. And literally for me, because I play the fiddle. Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is that way, because you play with a metronome, or you go back and you isolate a certain instrument track and you hear all of the minutiae of the mistakes you made, especially if it was you playing. And you're like, well, that's just not good enough. But yeah, you get to a point where you have to stop.
Did you ever at any point think, what am I doing? I'm not going to get this.
Yes, pretty frequently. it's such a competitive scholarship, and there are so many qualified applicants that I felt very small to apply for it. I felt like a small fish in a big sea. But I watched a video that was put on from the Rhodes House in Oxford, and it was some current Rhodes scholars, and their biggest piece of advice was just to apply. They said, if you don't think you're competitive — many of us also did not think that — but you should apply anyways. And so really that was the source of inspiration for me. You know, I thought, the only thing this is costing me is some time. You know, it's not a big investment in my schedule now to apply, and it's not going to hurt me if I don't get it. So, it can only be beneficial.
When you met with the UT committee, were they brutal? Did they just tear it apart and go, no, this is all wrong? How did that process go?
They were very gracious. I think they were focused on trying to elucidate what I really wanted to do and why I wanted to do that, and particularly at Oxford. So that was the campus level interview to be nominated. But once I had found out I was a finalist, we had some mock interviews, and those some of those were quite brutal. Yes, yeah. But it was all in good spirit. So
yeah, no, it worked, obviously. And then you went to Chicago. I mean, were you really nervous? Because it's like being in the World Series. You know, you can still lose. You know, you can still be the team that doesn't win the World Series and get that far, which must be crushing to the Los Angeles Dodgers or whomever.
Right. You know, actually, I wasn't as nervous as I thought I was going to be. I think I was more nervous in the weeks leading up to it, in the 2 weeks leading up to it, than I was the actual weekend. I got there, and you have a cocktail party with the other interviewees and the panelists on Friday night. And all of the panelists were extremely nice, very welcoming, fun to talk to, very interesting people. And so were the other interviewees. So it really was just fun. You know, we got to talk about everything from health policy to web design to healthcare, anything you can think of, to finances. I mean, it's just a blast. All of the things that you could ever want to do with smart people were right at my fingertips. So it was really fun.
And where were you when you got the news that you made it?
I was with all the other finalists, actually. We all interviewed on Saturday, and then we all showed back up at a conference room at around 3 p.m. Because there was a possibility that you would have to do another short second interview if they had follow-up questions. So everybody had to be back in case that was the case. Fortunately, it was not for any of us. But once you get there, they start deliberating in their room, and they ask you to wait there until they're done. So we waited there for about 3 hours and 15 minutes in a conference room that was about 20 by 15, and there was 12 of us at a table, and we played Bananagrams and watched TV and played Mario Kart and just had a good time together, got to know each other. And then they walked in, and within 5 minutes, they had announced who got the scholarship.
Wow, I just can't imagine it happening that fast. In my mind, I figured you'd be coming home for a couple of weeks and just sweating it, but no. You found out pretty soon.
Yep, same day.
And if you find out in front of everybody else, I guess maybe you can't celebrate as much because maybe somebody didn't get it, or.
Well, yeah. So there were 10 other finalists there who did not get it, but they were all very gracious. And the thing is, you know, each of the other 10 finalists were amazing, wonderful, and talented people. You know, each one of them could have studied at Oxford and been incredibly successful, and some of them still may study at Oxford. But they were all great. They were all grateful to be there, and they're all very kind, very congratulatory.
Yeah, and they're always going to be able to say, I was a finalist for a Rhodes Scholarship.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so, which
absolutely.
Is great. Yeah. I played in the World Series. You know, it still sounds better than I never went to the World Series. So what happens next? When do you go to Oxford? What do you do there exactly? What's the process?
So classes start during the first couple weeks of October. So I believe we'll be flying over at the end of September or beginning of October. I'm not entirely sure what that date is yet. But until then, I will have a long summer. So I'll be finding a job, hopefully something that's very interesting and fun and preferably pays money. But yeah, I'll just be having fun getting to see my family and my friends before I head across the pond.
And what are you going to focus on there?
At Oxford, I will do 2 1-year master's degrees. The first one will be in global health science and epidemiology. And then the second one will either be, tentatively I'm thinking, will either be a master's in evidence-based social intervention and policy evaluation, or potentially a master's of business administration.
And then at what point do you become president of the United States? I can't remember how that happens.
I don't know if that's in my future.
Okay. I know that it's happened before for a Rhodes Scholar, but do you have a long-term plan? I mean, I know you're a musician. I'm going to give you let me just go ahead and give you the worst advice that you'll get. That way you'll know what the bottom level of advice is.
Please.
When you come back, just work on music and tour and just go on tour and That's what you should focus on.
Well, you know, I've thought about it. I've thought if I got offers from certain musicians, then it would be quite a tempting offer to delay med school for a year or two. I think the plan is certainly to go to medical school and to be a practicing physician, hopefully a surgeon. I'm very interested in surgery. But oftentimes those interests change once you get into medical school. So I'm trying to keep an open mind.
Well, Grant Rigney, have a great time in Oxford. It's sunny and warm all the time. You're gonna, you know, it's like being at the beach. You're going
right,
to love it.
Right, right. Thank you.
The University of Tennessee's newest Rhodes Scholar, Grant Rigney. For Changing Course, which is a production of WUOT, I'm Todd Steed.